The spring season in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus has opened with dance by Koresh Dance Company and unique theater from Manuel Cinema. And this Saturday night, the jazz programs will begin with Joey DeFrancesco and his Hammond B3 organ. Saturday night, March 7th at 8 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Hollis Ashby is Artistic and Executive Director of the Williams Center for the Arts series.
Joey DeFrancesco is just such an exciting performer. He's completely committed to everything about jazz, and you can tell in the way he approaches music. He released his first recording at the age of 17, and he came from a jazz family. His father was a keyboardist and organ player, but he really embraced the jazz organ at a very young age. And it is an instrument that, you know, was falling out of popularity in the jazzosphere. So he brought it back. And listening to him play, you really see the potential and the vitality of this really terrific instrument. But I have to say, he's a great trumpet player and a really suave crooner himself. So he brings it all to the stage. He'll be here with his trio on March 7th.
And once again, though, that'll be something that really rings out in that room. Seeing, I mean, for most people, you've got recordings. What is that strange keyboard thing that's in? But to really hear one in a room and what it will do is that's going to be a wonderful thing as far as, you know, the room and what it can show off.
And then later in March, on the 28th, a musician who I'm very honored to bring here is Pablo Ziegler. Now, Pablo Ziegler was Astor Piazzolla's pianist for 10 years before Piazzolla stepped down for health reasons towards the end of his career. And last year, in 2018, Pablo Ziegler and his trio won the Grammy Award for Best Latin Jazz Recording. So they'll be doing a program here mostly of Nuevo Tango, which is a modern hybrid of traditional tango, American jazz, and European art music. But I have to say, Pablo Ziegler is one of those musicians, sort of like Joey DeFrancesco and Wynton Marsalis, where he is so interested in so many different kinds of things, and he really excels in every kind of piano playing. He's a classical orchestral soloist. He's a recitalist. He is a jazz musician, as I said, and he is also a conductor himself. So the kind of authority that he brings to a project is really special. This is, I have to say, our jazz series next year is sort of the best of the best in each area, and I'm really excited that all these musicians will be coming to the Williams Center.
The World Stage programs this year brought Gengoku Ensemble with a rare U.S. visit from Japan, Ballet Hispanico with both dance and World Stage series with music from Hispanic and Latini diasporas with hails from Cuba, Puerto Rico, Italy, Mexico, Spain, Brazil, and the United States. The first only all-female professional vocal ensemble from Zimbabwe, and the worldwide phenomena that has defied the limits of the conventional ensemble for more than 30 years. The final program in the World Stage program this year at the Williams Center is the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, and they will be on stage on April 2nd.
This is the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. And before you think of this as a one-joke gimmick, let me tell you, this ensemble is very good. They're very good musicians. They're also great vocalists. And they love their instruments, the mighty ukulele, so much that they have shown what great versatility the instrument has. They play classical music, opera, film themes, rock, disco. They even do some transmogrifications of songs. And, you know, it's great, really great music, but it's also very, very funny because they are true comedians as well. And that will take place on April 2nd.
Hollis Ashby is the artistic and executive director of the Williams Center Performance Series on the Lafayette College campus. For information about any of the programs this spring, the box office number is 610-330-5009, and more information at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.